Yeah, welcome to Breakfast with Vossi and Brandy. We're broadcasting from the studios of SEN 1170 AM here in Sydney, and a big welcome for the first time this morning to listeners across Queensland tuning in through SENQ 693 AM in Brisbane, SEN 1620 AM on the Gold Coast, and the SEN track network across Atherton, Ingham, Darling Downs and Kingaroy. And welcome back to those who have been listening throughout the morning on 1170 AM in Sydney and the SEN track network across New South Wales Central Coast, the Illawarra, Griffith, and through 1323 AM in Canberra. And it's a playoff in the St Jude Classic too.
Oh, the Golf Desk just popping in there with the sponsors' credits. Very nice. Hopping on the back of it. This is the Matty Johns and Cameron Smith Hour across the SEN network. Matty Johns is here thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day. Right now, Chemist Warehouse, get 30% off the ink plant protein range. Shop in store or online today. And Cameron Smith is here thanks to the Sporting Globe. Catch all the NRL action at the Sporting Globe, your home of footy. Let's start there in our Gold Coast studio. Cameron Smith, welcome to the program. Monday morning, new week.
Good morning, boys. How are we?
Better than Eric Ten Hag. Matty Johns, good morning to you. You love your EPL. Can you believe what's happening here at Manchester United? What a story. Beaten last week by Brighton, now 4-0 to Brentford. Goodness.
Yes, I don't think the Dutch experiment is going to work with Eric and his total football idea, but like you boys know yourselves, you go over there into the UK. We were over there a few years ago. For my dear friend Brian Carney's wedding. And when we were in Manchester, Jose Mourinho was sacked. And literally, Sky did a pop-up channel, just 24 hours, Jose Mourinho, watch. They just, out the front of his house, tailed him wherever he went. It was just an idea of how big, you know, that job is. And, you know, they haven't been able to replace Ferguson.
Yep, well, it's all happening. That's one of the stories we're covering today. Now, fellas, Brandy and I have had our say about Cameron Serrato. This is a big rugby league story. 5-year deal to coach the Canterbury Bulldogs. Now, I threw at Brandy, and Brandy said 80% chance could be successful. That no one could be 100% sure. Is 5 years too much for a rookie coach? Cameron, your thoughts?
Yeah, it's a big deal. I was actually quite surprised when that was announced. I really didn't think that Cameron Serrato was going to move on from the Panthers. Well, not quite yet. I thought he may have stayed maybe another season or two underneath Ivan Cleary and even possibly taken over the role, because I think Ivan's come out publicly and said that he doesn't want to be coaching as long as, say, like a Craig Bellamy or a Wayne Bennett. I think he's happy to go another few years and then move aside. But 5-year deal. It's a long term. Considering what we're seeing at the moment with coaches and when their teams aren't getting results, the club tends to move quickly. Particularly when there's a little bit of pressure from the members and the fans and the media jump on board it adds a lot of pressure. But I think that shows they got a lot of belief in Cameron Serrato.
Oh, absolutely. Matty, I'll play you. This was our old mate Gus. This was him. We called it the real estate ad for the Bulldogs earlier this morning. This was Gus speaking a few weeks ago about what the job actually had to offer.
A tough 18 months ahead. It's not going to be easy. This is no glamour trip. This is a trip down the mines if you want to coach the Bulldogs.
Well, there you go. You come from a mining family. Where does that work? How's that the clincher for Cameron? I want to work down the mines.
Yeah, that's... it just shows you, like 5 years, we've said before, on the surface, it's... state the obvious, it's a big deal. Is it too much for a rookie? Well, it is, but it's just the old supply and demand, isn't it? It's the more he just sat there, Cameron Serrato, you know, basically just sat on his piece of real estate, the more it went up. You know, he would have been surprised himself, you know, a rookie coach that has gone from being a very good assistant coach to suddenly being the hottest property in the coaching game. It just shows you at the moment the coaching stocks are shallow, you'd say that. And that's not a knock on Cameron Serrato. It's just he'd tell himself, like, he's an excellent coach, but he's never been in the hot seat. So we wish him all the very best. I think he'll do a very good job. Don't get me wrong, but it's... pretty crazy world out there at the moment as far as coaching is concerned.
I think with Kikau and Reid Marnie and Ryan Sutton going there next year and whatever else they chatted about in terms of their roster, it must have been enough to convince him. And I reckon the last 2 months, Matty probably played a part in him thinking, well, there is a bit of life in the Bulldogs. I'm sure he was worried. Well, for the first half of the season, you would have been thinking, well, there's no way you go to the Bulldogs. Yeah. But what's happened over the last couple of months, the form, they look like they've had an injection of something, a bit of life in them. And with the players that they're getting next year, that probably was enough to convince him that the time is right. And I guess how long does he wait? You know, how long does he sit as an assistant coach waiting for the right job to come up?
And I think you're right, Brandy. I think he sat there and he's watched and seen the improvement in the side in the last couple of months and gone, right, I can do something with this team. The concern sometimes is, and I've seen this from the Bulldogs in the last 5 years, where they'll finish a season with a bit of a flurry, but it's when the pressure's been removed. And, you know, so next year it changes. Yep, like no doubt Kikau Marnie is going to be and people like Matt Burton being 12 months, another year under their belt, are going to be better footballers. But you just got to be careful sometimes of sides who are playing with no pressure attached to them.
That's true.
It does change when the season starts next year.
Yeah. The heat is on and the expectations will be there. And Gus said 18 months, there won't be an 18-month honeymoon. Like, if they get new players on top of the new players they signed this year, people will expect results. Fans will expect results. They don't want to sit around and wait for 18 months for them to come good again.
No, that's right. And that's what I was just saying about the expectation about Cameron Serrato going there and people wanting results straight away. It's just the world we live in now, isn't it? We want things to happen right now. And I agree with Matty. I think, particularly Reid Marnie and Kikau moving to the club, they're going to be a stronger outfit next year than what they are this year. There's going to be a lot more pressure on this squad to now perform, given they've shown a huge amount of improvement over the last 2 months compared to what they showed at the start of the year. I was a little bit surprised. I actually thought they may have gone down the track of giving Mick Potter another 12 months, given he's been the man that has taken over this group and got them playing the way they've played over the last 8 weeks, which is, as I said, it's been a lot different and a huge improvement to the start of this year. But Cameron Serrato, there's a lot of raps on him. And, I'm sure he'll do a good job.
All right, now we go from another team that's at the bottom end of the table. Now, Michelle Bishop, in our sports update for our listeners who missed it before 8 o'clock, told us about the Tigers Centre of Excellence opening today. I think they put the figure was $78 million. That can't be right. Seriously, can't.
How much?
$78 million? No, it can't be that much, can it? But anyway, it looks one of the things at the Centre of Excellence rattled off this massive list of things: a juice bar and wrestling ring. Cameron, there's a wrestling ring inside the room. A mini film. I just sort of
don't off start, Fossey.
No.
Do not start.
Just sort of mention it. But she said there's a barber in the Centre of Excellence. Now, listeners have gone off here. Matty, you can respond to this one. Muzza says, with a barber at the Centre of Excellence, will they only allow 12 haircuts, like North Korea? You can have a Tim Sheens, a Benji, a Blocker, an Andy Courier, the Ciro, the Elias, the 1986 version, the Freeman. You can have the Hardwick cut. Kevin Hardwick, one of your favourites, Matty. You can have a Brasher, you can have a Joel Kane, you can have a Dallas or a Tommy cut. I don't think a modern-day player would like that, but can you believe that, Matty, a barber? Part of the Centre of Excellence? Is that a necessary thing?
When you look at the Rich 100 list, there might be a few players getting a haircut for next year. So maybe I tell you, it might be for the CEO. The CEO might get a trim.
Wow. That's fair. That's a fair comment. One of our listeners, too, says, until proven otherwise, shouldn't the Tigers Centre of Excellence be named the Centre of Mediocrity? That's a savage blunt. The Tigers. Mm. But, Cameron, you're the most recently retired players. The players' love of going to the barber. Are you going to tell me that it is a necessary thing now? There is a place for it.
I won't say it's a necessity, Vossi, but if you just watch closely over the weekend and watch how manicured all of the NRL players, well, I won't say all, most of the NRL players are these days. They get a fresh haircut every week, Vossie.
Oh, jeez. the fresh blades and all of that. Yeah.
Because every game that's played is live.
Yeah.
So they need to look good.
The Tigers barber. Yeah, there you go. Remember, Matty, just talking about haircuts, remember Terry Regan, notorious player of the past? Remember he had a TV game, but Terry used to wear headgear. So that before the TV game, before he ran out there, all the hair sticking out the gaps of the headgear, he cut so that it wouldn't stick out the headgear. When he took the headgear off, he had all the tufts sitting all across his head.
Rigo lived in our house for 6 months. My dad coached him at Cessnock Owens. He came up from Griffith. And, it explains a lot. As far as Joey's concerned, I reckon.
Did he? Because Terry had that look in his eye. Now, I don't know whether it was the same off the field, Matty, or was just when he crossed the white line, but he had scary eyes.
Mm. Yeah, he did. It was always there, Brandy. Whether he was crossing the line, crossing the threshold, coming home from the pub, it was always that look.
I will finish the Terry Regan chat here, and it's... I was sitting at Leichhardt Oval one day, and he did a bushman's hanky on a referee's shirt. He sort of blew it out. He went straight onto the referee while he's being cautioned. Nobody thinks it could happen in the heat of battle, but fair dinkum. Imagine that today. You go up to Jared Sutton and clear the pipes and onto the referee's shirt. Wow. That was quite a moment. As a kid, I went, wow, look at that. That's
it was
incredible.
A real under Rigo's bed was a real Pandora's box. There was all sorts of things you'd find over there.
All right, now in the first couple of hours, some of the performances over the weekend created some chat. The Roosters played the Cowboys at the SCG. I think there's a feeling that the Roosters, even though they are sitting eighth, with the lineup they've got, the players coming back from injury. Their big players in form can do something. While there's a suggestion that the Cowboys, have they hit the wall? 32-18 on the weekend at the SCG. Boys, your thoughts on both those clubs?
I thought the Roosters 3 weeks ago, 26-1, was like, man, they'll brave odds because you just look at the roster alone and they got the capability to go on all the way from eighth spot and winning the competition, not a doubt. The Cowboys, Brandy, they look tired. It's a lot of young guys in that squad that have gone through a tough Origin campaign, and you can see at the moment there's just a bit of there's a lag, a bit of a letdown. It'll be a little tricky for Toddy Payton in the next few weeks. He might be tempted to try to rest, give Nanai a week off somewhere, just. Give him a little bit of a spell, but I thought they looked a little fatigued, the Cowboys.
Give you a stat to back that up, Matty. We were calling the game, Brandy and I, on Fox League on the weekend. We got to the second half, and between Jared Warrior-Hargreaves and Matt Lodge, they combined had run more metres than the entire Cowboys pack. That's Jason Taumalala. Nanai barely touched the ball the other day. They kept going. They had a tactic, obviously, to attack Sam Walker's right side defence, but nothing was going right side. Nanai, nor does he go looking for the ball. He there was just nothing at four or five runs. Cameron, would you be prepared to say Cowboys have hit the wall?
I wouldn't say they've hit the wall. They certainly haven't been at their best the last few weeks, and you'd throw them in the same sort of category as the Broncos. Who I know they had a win on the weekend, but against Newcastle, who were quite poor again, I must say. I think it might be just a little bit of a hangover from Origin. A lot of those younger guys, first time really dealing with, having to be in that sort of 7 week period of Origin where it just takes so much out of you, both physically and mentally. And then now coming back into the NRL, it sort of just takes a little bit to get going again. Look, they're still a quality outfit. And let's not forget, boys, they had a little bit to deal with throughout the week going into
that's
the match
true.
The Cowboys.
That is
course.
True.
So, I still feel that they'll finish second. I really do. They've got a huge game to finish the season against Penrith in the last round. But I think they'll get that done. The Roosters, impressive. They've been really impressive over the last sort of month of football. So... I reckon they'll climb the ladder, actually. I reckon they'll finish a couple of runs higher than eighth.
I went North Sydney Oval yesterday, Cameron, and I tell you what, the depth that they have in that club, their reserve grade side yesterday, the young crop of players they've got coming into the top grade next year. Sydney, oh my God, mate, they've got some good footballers.
Is it Ronaldo for Gildart scored 5 tries yesterday?
He was outstanding, Gildart, yesterday.
Yeah.
Very, very good. They've got some really impressive young forwards.
All right. Now, before we take a break, Maddie, there is a text here for you. It says, this is from Greg of Gundagai. He says, tell Maddie not to be afraid of doing a hair replacement job on his head. I did this 10 years ago. It totally changed my life, especially my love life.
Where's that coming from?
This was written in Phil Rothfield's column yesterday in the Telegraph. So it's linked to general demeanour, but also your love life is the tip from Greg there, Maddie.
Yeah. So, well, look. I think I may have mentioned here, that I was fronted by a hair fusion company. It said they wanted me to be the face of it. They said that the plugs that I have at the moment, they said were substandard. And I had to, guys, they are actually, they're not plugs, they're in my hair. And they sort of laughed it off.
But,
it won't be happening. I spoke to a guy who got in touch with me and said, mate, whatever you do, don't do it. He said, mate, the peace basically takes over your life. You're outside and it's raining or there's wind. He said it just consumes every part of you. It won't be happening.
So you'll go smother before you go plugs or rug. Is that right?
The
comb over. The comb over, you'll go.
I'll just push it around. It's like just push it into the spaces.
Oh, massive big comb over. That's something to look forward to. Something to ponder as we go to a break. Maddie Johns here for Chemist Warehouse. Cameron Smith for the Sporting Globe. Fire in your questions for the Goat and the Moat right now. 0457 736 736. Or if you want to get on the McDonald Jones open line, 1300 01 1170 is the number. Lots of topics to talk about with Cameron Smith and Maddie Johns, our Monday morning guests. Barber in the Centre of Excellence. Why has no other Centre of Excellence had a barber previously? Why not a tattoo parlour? Why wouldn't they have a tattooist in the Centre of Excellence? I think that would get more work, but Cameron's telling me otherwise, that players get a cut every single week. I get a text from my barber saying it's been six weeks since your last cut. I get a little 6-week notice. Isn't that how it works in the real world? Anyway. Deza Panini has called in on the McDonald Jones open line. Cameron, 1300 01 1170, wants to talk about Cameron Serraldo. Dez, say hello to Cameron.
Hello, Cameron. Hello, boys. And Brandy, I'm glad Desi, we didn't lose you to Melbourne, mate. I'm glad you're still here.
Thank you, Dez. Dez, I hope you didn't ring up just to say that. What else is on your mind?
No, I wanted to talk about Cameron Serraldo. Just what you said earlier, will he be more successful than Barrett, or will he be a better coach? Like you, I can't judge him as a coach yet, but I would suggest he'd be more successful because he's going to have better cattle. He's going to have better players. But
it's a good point, Des. And we just mentioned that before with Reid Marnie and Viliami Kikau joining the club next year. They're going to be a much stronger outfit, which I guess, does that put more pressure on Cameron Serraldo to have that team performing? I'm not too sure. Maybe it does. There's a lot being said about his credentials and everyone that you talk to, players included that have worked with Cameron. They all say the same thing, that he's a great coach. So let's hope that he gets this Bulldogs team firing and they can play some finals football. That's really got to be their target next year. In 2023, they need to be playing well and finding themselves in the top eight.
They're not in the eight. I've grown up in ball Bulldog supporters. I live right in the heart of it here in Panania. And that's it. They will expect that. And just on the competition at the moment, as far as predicting the winner, I really think that North Queensland, to a lesser extent, and Brisbane, they've way overachieved. But I think they might have gone off a bit early. And it's a Melbourne Cup, not a Golden Slipper.
Ooh. There we go. Melbourne Cup, not a Golden Slipper. Beautifully. Hey, Dez, hold the line, mate. We'll send you out a prize. We've got a family pass. And I know it's a way off, but courtesy of cricket.com.au/tickets, of course, to get a gift for Father's Day, a family pass for day one of the Pink Test. So we're going to send that out your way. So that's part of your summer sorted, Dez, for calling in on the McDonald Jones open line. Good on you, mate.
Des.
Well done, Des. Got an email here from the Nowra Eel. Boys,
an email.
Eel South
well,
game.
Got an I email. Have we don't even give an email
sorry.
Address. Where we get that from? Pull that out of our ass.
Can we make a connection there, Dan? Yes. Okay.
The dial-up.
I am a dinosaur. I do live in the past. Eels and South game on Friday night. He went to it, the Nowra Eel. His job, Brad Arthur's job on the line. Eels' edge defence has been awful for a few seasons now, not getting any better, and I think the criticism of Jake Arthur was justified after watching him continuously kick the ball down Johnson and Latrell's throat all night. Boys, your thoughts on the 26-0 after the news?
That's after right. Thoughts news. On Keep... Parramatta from Cameron and Maddie after the news as we go to the news too. Maddie, a text here. Should we be calling Maddie Bog? Brother of greatness, Matty. Your thoughts? Just a quick reaction. You happy with that?
Yeah.
That is the bog.
I've had worse.
There we go. That's how we roll here on a Monday morning with Cameron Smith and Matty Johns. Keep the questions coming. We're here for another half hour on the Home of Sport SEN.
Yes, thanks, Vanessa. This is the Matty Johns and Cameron Smith Hour on SEN. Matty Johns is here thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day. Right now at Chemist Warehouse, get 30% off the INC plant protein range. Shop in-store or online today. And Cameron Smith here thanks to the Sporting Globe. Catch all the NRL action at the Sporting Globe, your home of footy. Sepp Straka, let's go to the St. Jude's.
Oh, yeah. Well, can we go to the golf desk?
Just need a quick golf update. They're in second playoff hole between Will Zalatoris and Sepp Straka, the Austrian. Sepp Straka hit his drive into the water or just on the edge of the water, had to take a drop. So playing third, he's landed at 10 feet from the flag. So he's in a... Actually, it's about 6 feet from the flag. It's a great shot. That's fantastic out of the...
Well, that escalated quickly.
Off the drop. And then Zalatoris, Vossi, hit his drive up against a fence. He had to play out into the fairway, so he's playing his third now too. But you'll have to hit a good one to get inside Sepp Straka.
There we go at the golf desk. And the darts desk will be starting up later in the week, and we're pretty excited about that with Brandy's coverage of the darts. Now, we have our Pull Up Your Socks segment in this last half hour. All day socks by Underworks. Pass every test, pick up a pair, and test them for yourselves. And I dare say this sort of can mix in with our chat about the Parramatta Eels. Just all over the place, their form, and now beaten 26-0 by the Rabbitohs most recently. I'm going to say Pull Up Your Socks, Parramatta Eels, and you boys can throw in a nomination. But on Parramatta, how could you possibly, while they could still finish top four, but how could you possibly say they win the competition? 1 week to the next, they are very hard to follow, Matty.
Oh, mate, incredibly, well, inconsistent is the word. They're consistent in their inconsistency. When they play a great game, you know next week a stinker's coming. So it's, impossible to follow. I thought their performance, their second half performance against Manly was outstanding, and I expect a lot more. Everyone did against the Bunnies. Bunnies just played with them. To flip the coin, tell you what, those two sides, South Sydney and the Roosters, man, they're giving a bit of cheek on the run home.
Cam, is it as simple to put Mitch Moses back in the side and they find themselves again?
No, well, I don't think so. And because this inconsistency, it's plagued their back half of the season. And it's almost a replica of last year, where they started so well and gave their fans so much hope about this is our year, this is the year we could push for a premiership. But they fall into old habits in the back half of this season, where they just, you just don't know what football team is going to turn up on the weekend. And let's not forget, I think Mitch Moses, I ran into him after the game. I covered that game in Sydney. I ran into him after the match. And he's had surgery on his finger. He's missed the last two games. And I said, mate, are you going to be out next week? But he's pushing to be back in the lineup. But if you think about the game that they played against the Bulldogs earlier in the year, Mitch Moses was there and they were beaten. Mm. Bulldogs beat them convincingly. It was 34-4, I think it was.
Yep. Yeah, it was.
And that's when the Bulldogs sort of, went on their little run of wins. But I just don't know if Mitch Moses makes a difference, Brandy.
It was watching last year. It sort of But last year, they were bundled out second week of the finals, and it was, how do I say this respectfully? Everyone was talking about Parramatta last year going, oh, well, they'll make the finals again, bundled out the first week or two, and that's what happened. And the board extended Brad for another 12 months. Now, you know, that's basically a signal that they believed it was a successful season. And second week of the finals could be argued, yeah, maybe it is. But if you are serious going into a season saying that we believe we can genuinely win this competition, then getting beat second week of the finals isn't a successful season. You know, and you question whether to extend another 12 months on top of a coach's contract. And I just looked at Parramatta last year, and their run into the finals last year, they had one or two okay performances, generally poor. They beat the Knights first week, but they really didn't do that much. Knights were awful, and then the second game where they were bundled out by Penrith, it was actually a strong performance, and they sort of finished there and went, well, that's a good season. We're unlucky, but you know, here we are. We find Parramatta at the same place again, boys. I just don't know where they are as a club. If they are, when they start every year and they say we can win the competition this year, do they really mean it?
But some of the results, I felt like it's confusing because they're the only team. They've beaten Penrith twice. Now I know they took now the second game they beat Penrith. I know they were playing against 12 men. Cleary was, that's when he got his send off. But
they were on fire before that.
That's right, Brandy. But they've beaten Penrith twice, and they've beaten Melbourne Storm. So when you can beat those two, they're the two sort of powerhouses of the competition. Yet you can't fire a shot against the lower ranked sides. It's confusing.
All right, for underworks then, do we lock Parramatta in? Just pull up your socks. You've got a better nomination, Cameron, from the weekend.
Yeah, yes, I do. It's Manly. Now, they come into the game yesterday up here on the Gold Coast against the Titans. The Titans are running last. And they still had a small chance of playing finals. They did not play like a team that had the opportunity to play finals yesterday.
Yeah, I've got Jimmy on the Gold Coast, who's a Manly fan, said, went to watch Manly yesterday as we live on the Gold Coast. Very disappointing. Obvious from the first 10 minutes, they had very little interest. They did look like they'd packed their jeans, not their footy boots. They were ready for a night out on the Gold Coast. Senior players were ordinary. Fozzer put in a good, strong performance as usual, but what a shame to see them dish up this rubbish, says Jimmy on the Gold Coast. Might pull up your socks. I won't go Manly. I'll go Man United. Eric Ten Hag. Yeah, the Dutchman.
Cameron, you'd love the text we got earlier. We got a text from, it was Hans of Holland texted in and said, Brandy, you've been putting the slipper into Ten Hag all morning. Have you ever been to their training? We had a text there saying, so, you know, from afar, they were having a crack.
I had no answer.
No. Matty, pull up your socks. Underworks nomination?
Ten Hag.
Poor old Eric.
Well, yeah, I'll give it to Eric. I tell you, I want to give the Gold Coast a rap. They got what they deserved yesterday because their last performance against the Melbourne Storm was really good. They haven't had a lot of luck in games. And
Matty, they did it without Tino.
Did it without Tino. It was. And once again, and it would be frustrating for Titans fans to watch it, it'd be through grit of teeth. When you watch David Fifita score that try like he did yesterday, you'd be sitting there going, God. Man, like, yeah. He looked every bit the million-dollar player when he scores a try like that.
It was. It's just, well, that's the greatest play. Like, that's the try of the season, really. You could put that up as try of the season. Like, that is unbelievable. He is playing against men, isn't he, Matt? Just remind us, he is playing against athletes that can lift, deadlift 300,000 kilos. Yeah. And David Fifita beats them all.
Yeah, well, he ran through Schuster and Aloye. Now, they're solid men. Like, they're big boys. And then just backed himself from 60 out, just said, no, well, I don't need anyone else. I'll just go all the way.
So and that's the thing. Like I don't know Dave at all. I've never spoken to him. I'm really curious just to see. I'd love to have a yarn to him and just know how much he knows about his own game, if that makes sense. Because a lot of the stuff that Dave does, the incredible stuff, is it's just it appears out of nowhere. Like the ball's just bobbling along the ground sometimes. He picks up, just goes bang, one, beats one, two, three, four, and scores. You would love to just know when he can have a really acute understanding of his own game and how he and what and in turn what playmakers can do for him. I think, you know, we'll put it this way. If he goes through his career and he doesn't get that understanding of how to play with playmakers, what a shame and what a waste. Because to get a playmaker to get him one-on-one, just one-on-one, you know, it's just it'd be devastating, unstoppable.
I'm staggered. And you'd think that the investment that the Gold Coast have made with David Fifita, the money they're paying him, that they would have explored everything in his game and in the player's game around him to try and give him the ball in the best possible way. But it just hasn't happened. I don't know why.
It was still one of the moments of the season, fellas. We need to take a break. And then, and by the way, thank you to Underworks, All Day Socks. They were giving some nominations. I think Cameron absolutely hit the nail on the head with Manly. All Day Socks by Underworks. Pass every test, pick up a pair, and test them for yourself. But there's still time to fire in a question. The boys on the text are on the open line. This is Monday morning. Cameron Smith for the Sporting Globe. Matty Johns for Chemist Warehouse. Ramp it up in the last bit of the program. All righty, we are here thanks to Brighton's Lawyers, your local experts in personal injury compensation and 4D Doors, Garage Doors Redefined. Visit 4ddoors.com.au. But also our thanks to Chemist Warehouse, who bring us Matty Johns every Monday morning. The Sporting Globe bring us Cameron Smith. And together we have one great big party. And this is the party game. We play the birthday game on a Monday morning. Smith v. Johns v. Alexander. We've got three people celebrating a birthday today. I don't know how you'll go, but we'll start with Waleed Ali, who is a Melbourne Storm supporter, genuine rugby league fan, Cameron. I'd like to think you know his age, so you lead the running here. Waleed. How old is he today?
I'm going to say Waleed is, I was going to say he's 43.
Okay. Brandy, Waleed Ali, how old?
I'm going to say 39.
Right, you're going to say that. And Maddie?
44.
Matthew Johns is correct.
Oh,
well, there you go. Matty Johns goes to a lead. Well done, front running. So you get to go second on Ben Affleck. Ben's who just did he just marry? Who did he just, was J-Lo? Who did he marry?
J-Lo, back with J-Lo.
Back with J-Lo, was he?
J-Lo, there you go.
Awesome. Got a love,
so old's Ben?
I would say Ben Affleck would be 52.
52. Brandy?
49.
49, ooh. Cameron? What do you say?
I'm going to say he is 51.
Oh, geez, you're all around it. You're around the cup, but it's 50. He's bang on the 5-0. All right. But this one is for double points. So you're still a hope, Cameron. Brandy, well, for double points.
Yep.
But I will tell you, you're up against a champ who knows everything about the royal family, and that's Matty Johns.
Oh, no.
Princess Anne. So Princess Anne is celebrating a birthday today. How old, Brandy? You go first here. How old is Princess Anne?
Princess Anne was Elizabeth's youngest sister, I think. So
it's his daughter, isn't it?
I've got no idea.
I don't know.
That's a daughter, is it?
I know, Maddie. We'll confirm with Maddie in a moment. Okay. I think it's daughter, not sister.
Is Princess Anne?
Well, the Queen's
still alive?
90-something, so you know.
Yeah, is Princess Anne still alive?
Well, I'd be disappointed if she's not.
Yeah, she is. Yeah,
okay.
She is.
She's 70.
She is.
She's 70.
70. All right, we're locking in 70. Cameron Smith, Princess Anne. Everyone wants to know how old you think she is.
I'm going to say she is 73.
73, okay. We've never confirmed. Will the Queen send herself a letter when she turns 100? Will she send a letter to herself?
Yeah. Yep.
By the way, just some mail through from one of our listeners. Princess Anne opened the Royal Easter Show in Sydney a few months ago. Definitely still alive.
Oh, wow.
See confirmation. So, Maddie. Yeah. How old is Princess Anne? And you are leading, so you
72.
Might want to put... Matthew Johns, ladies and gentlemen, is an immortal at the birthday game.
Oh,
100% correct. Princess Anne, you're not going to beat him on the Royal Family.
Not yet.
Unbeatable.
You played the strikes there.
Edward, he knows them all there.
Just remind me who Anne is again.
This is a daughter. Daughter.
Right.
Daughter. Maddie, are concerned that with the way Cooper is going, will you end up the third best player in your family? Is a question from one of our listeners, Maddie.
I've never heard a joke like that before. It's just it just honestly, mate. You wouldn't believe it. The other day, right? That McDonald's commercial, feeding him.
Yes.
I went to McDonald's, right, and I've ordered something. Anyway, I'm watching all these young people gather, you know, at the service center, what do you call it, the drive-through, and I'm going, what's going on here? All the workers. And, of course, as they handed me the food, they went, oh, we didn't know you had a brother. Went, oh, yeah, good one, guys. very good. Yes, yes, I copped some of that yesterday at North Sydney Oval. So, but am I? Yes, I'm happy to be the third best player in the family. No, not a drama. Okay.
And if Jack kicks on, he misses a spot on the podium.
Yep, there's a, yes, yeah, that's right. Might be dislodged altogether.
Yeah, all right, there we go. Yeah, so on that, Jaws makes the observation, secret to tipping the Eels is get Vossie in commentary. Fellas, I don't know whether I've called them losing a game.
Like, really?
And yeah, this year, it's just happened this season.
7-0. Cameron.
Something like that. Yeah, like it's gone on for, ever since they moved to CommBank, I think I might have only called them losing once. Yeah. it's just ridiculous that... Anyway,
Have you got them in the last round? They just have a night off that night. They're playing the Storm.
Is that right? I think I do, actually. I think that's the only game I do have them. No, I've got Broncos Eels. Broncos Eels, when's that? That's in the second. And I do, Eels Storm. There you go, Eels fans. I'm calling the Eels the last two rounds. So you're safe. You're safe. Cameron, you have a great week. It's been wonderful to have you on the program. Sorry about the birthday game, but better luck next week.
No, all good. Thank you, fellas. Well done, Matt.
Thanks, Cam.
For the Sporting Globe. And Matty John's outstanding, mate. Kevin's Warehouse. What are you going to do with the prize? It's a McDonald's voucher.
Yeah.
Let's go back to that drive-thru again.
straight through there, boys. Exactly.
Yeah. Do you have a brother? It'll never get old. Have a great week, Matty. Brandy and I will be here to bring it home in just a moment. This is the Sporting Network that is SEN, the home of sport.